Between juggling client meetings, managing your website, and keeping up with everyday tasks, who has time to stress about website security? With Kinsta, they take care of the technical stuff so you can focus on what you do best. Kinsta is a managed WordPress hosting provider, delivering lightning-fast load times, enterprise-grade security, and unmatched human-only customer support. Plus, their user-friendly custom dashboard, MyKinsta, makes managing your site or multiple sites easy and efficient. Customers can experience up to 200% faster sites by simply moving to the platform. And thanks to their unlimited free expert-led migrations, Kinsta ensures a smooth transition from other hosting providers with zero downtime. Ready to experience Kinsta's hosting for yourself? Get your first month free when you sign up at Kinsta.com today. It's the perfect opportunity to see why Kinsta is trusted by thousands of businesses worldwide to power their websites. Visit Kinsta.com to get this limited time offer for new customers on select plans. Don't miss out. Get started for free today.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, Geico helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with Geico.
But understand this, life is hard. No matter who you are, there are bumps and hits and bruises along the way. And my advice is to prepare yourself, because football lessons teach us that success and achievement come from overcoming adversity, and that team accomplishment far exceeds anyone's individual goals. I would encourage everyone to play football for the simple reason that it is hard. It's hard when you're young to wake up in the offseason at 6 a.m. to go train and work out, knowing that all your friends are sleeping in and eating pancakes. It's hard when you're on your way to practice, weighed down with all your gear, and it's 90 degrees out and all the other kids are at the pool or at the beach, and your body is already completely exhausted from workouts in 2 days. It's hard to throw, catch, block, and tackle, and hit kids when they're way bigger and way more developed than you, only to go home that night bruised and battered and strained, but knowing you have to show up again the next day for the chance to try again. To be successful at anything, the truth is you don't have to be special. You just have to be what most people aren't. Consistent, determined, and willing to work for it. No shortcuts. If you look at all my teammates here tonight, it would be impossible to find better examples of men who embody that work ethic, integrity, purpose, determination, and discipline that it takes to be a champion in life.
Michael Jordan said in one of his interviews, when they said, "You are unbelievable, you're the greatest basketball player of all times. I mean, tell me about that." And he says, "Well, you're just mentioning the successes." But he says, "For me to become the greatest basketball player, I missed 9,000 shots when I was playing basketball at the NBA games." So during these games that he was so successful, he missed 9,000 shots. Does it make him a failure? No. He's one of the greatest basketball players of all times, but he failed 9,000 times. Do you get it? We all fail. It's okay. And the reason, one of the main reasons why people want to have a plan B is because they are worried about failing. What is if I fail, then I don't have anything else? Well, let me tell you something. Don't be afraid of failing, because there's nothing wrong with failing. You have to fail in order to climb that ladder. There's no one that doesn't fail. What is not okay is that when you fail, you stay down. Whoever stays down is a loser, and winners will fail and get up. Fail and get up. Fail and get up. You always get up. That is a winner. That is a winner.
Everyone wants to be Cristiano, but I give you the map. You think you will do it? That? It's difficult. It's
the discipline.
The discipline is the most difficult thing, not only in sports, but in life.
Do you ever wake up and you say, nah, I don't want to do it today?
I fight against my mind. Yes, yeah, sometimes it's up, and we are all human beings. We are not happy every day. We are, you know, not in a good mood every day. It's normal. It's part of us. I fight against that. You know, it's the big challenge. It's when you're not willing to do something, but you have to do it. This is the main point. This is why I say our mind, it's a box of surprises, and you have to challenge yourself to be consistent. I repeat, sometimes it's hard. It's what many people say, you like to go to the gym every day. Of course not. It's not true. Nobody likes to go to the gym every day. But you have to do it. Probably yes, because your mental strength is coming from that moment, that in a hard moment, you know you should do it. So, and I do it, because after that, maybe in the beginning you feel hard to start, but after, when you finish the gym or cold plunge or even the training, you will feel better.
We're not on the stage just because of talent or ability. We're up here because of 4 a.m. We're up here because of 2-a-days or 5-a-days. We're up here because we had a dream and let nothing stand in our way. If anything tried to bring us down, we used it to make us stronger. We were never satisfied, never finished, will never be retired. My high school English teacher, Mr. Fisk, I actually paid attention one time in class, and he said, he had this beautiful quote, and it read, "Rest at the end, not in the middle." And I took that to heart. I believe there's time for resting at the end, but for me, that time is not now. My next dream is...
Between client meetings, managing your business, and everyday tasks, who has time to worry about website hosting? With Kinsta's managed WordPress hosting, you don't have to. They handle the technical stuff, delivering lightning-fast load times, enterprise-grade security, and 24/7, 365 human-only support. Simply switching to Kinsta can make your site up to 200% faster. Kinsta's custom dashboard makes managing sites easy, with powerful features designed to save you time and effort. Plus, their free expert-led migrations ensure a smooth transition. Ready to see why Kinsta is trusted by thousands of businesses? Get your first month free at kinsta.com. That's KINSTA.com. Kinsta, simply better hosting.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, Geico helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with Geico.
To be honored one day for inspiring the next generation of athletes to have a dream, sacrifice for it, and never ever rest in the middle.
It's a simple thing of math. If you want to be a great player, if you play every single day, 2-3 hours, every single day, over the course of a year, how much better are you getting? Most kids will play maybe, you know, an hour and a half, 2 days a week, right? So if you're obsessively training 2-3 hours every single day over a year, over 2 years, you make quantum leaps.
You guys know that, you know, if you do the work, you work hard enough, dreams come true. You know that, we all know that. But hopefully what you get from tonight is the understanding that those times when you get up early and you work hard, those times when you stay up late and you work hard, those times when you don't feel like working, you're too tired, you don't want to push yourself, but you do it anyway. That is actually the dream. That's the dream.
Yeah. I don't care how good you are in anything. You don't have discipline. You ain't nobody.
Right.
You're nothing without discipline, because you give up on the slightest struggle without discipline.
100%.
Discipline is doing what you hate to do, but do it like you love it.
Doing what you hate to do, but do it like you love it. That is a great quote.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can do that, you could be successful in anything.
What does that mean to lifestyle of a champ?
Discipline. It's all about discipline, doing what you hate to do, but doing it like you love it. That's what it's all about. Discipline. Well, if you don't have discipline, I don't care how skillful you are, you're nothing. Nothing. The reason why they didn't have the discipline, because they allowed their mind to take over and say you can never beat him. It's not the physical aspects, it's emotionally and psychologically. I put the impression that I'm God on them. If you don't believe you're God, why are you in here? True, right? If you want to be the best ever, why are you here?
What's the central part of your training? Is it running? Is it sparring? Or?
Central part is dodging the nightclubs and the parties and the girls. You want the truth? And being in the bed by yourself at 9 o'clock at night.
Get scared easy. I may be doing awful in training, but when I go on that track, it's like I transform. The confidence I have when I'm out there is different. No matter how far you think you're ahead of me, I'm gonna catch you. That's my mentality that I go out there with. I'm never scared of anything, never scared of anyone. It's all about business when I go out there, and everything comes together when I'm on the track. Try to do your best in training, but sometimes I've watched and I've seen different athletes over the years, not only Jamaicans, British athletes, when they're training, they try to overdo it. You gotta work with what the coach says. A lot of people, they run hard, and then you can't finish the set. It's never like that. One thing I've learned over the years from my coach, that the last one is the most important one. That's when you improve. So if you run, if you got 16, you're in 5, and you're tired, you're dying, you gotta even take one, take a little bit more rest time, take one more minute and go. Because that's when you start improving. That's when the work pays off now, because your legs are dead and you gotta push your body. You gotta overcome. It's like you're moving past a barrier, moving step forward. A lot of people just wanna stop because they're dead tired. You gotta do that extra one, because that's when you improve.
And that's it, I'm just curious. Curiously fascinated with it. And I can't stop thinking about it. Everything I do in my life is related to this. I don't do nothing else if it's not got to do with fighting. You know what I mean? And that is why, you know what I mean? To be truly good at something, all you've got to do is show up.
Is that not unhealthy?
I don't know. Do I look unhealthy? Take a look at this physique. I'm in phenomenal shape, in body and mind. To me, what's unhealthy is living an unhealthy life. To me, what's unhealthy is getting up and going through the same day, every day of your life, 9 to 5, in an office or in a... You know what I mean? That's unhealthy. That beats your mind. I don't work. I love what I do, and that's why I'm doing what I love. You know what I mean? That's why it's become a career for me, because I love it. I love what I do. So I don't think it's unhealthy. I feel good in my mind. You know what I mean? It's my life. In order to be successful at this game, it needs to be 24/7. I need to be living in this gym. And that's since this new facility, SBG Concord, has opened up. The setup now is I come here at 1 or 2 o'clock in the day, and I'm here till 10 o'clock at night. There's no outside distraction. There's no nothing. It's been crazy. The spotlight is on. The Irish public are watching. But it's what we planned. It's what we prepared. I knew I was going to be the person to bring martial arts to the public eye. And now it's happening. You know what I mean? There's two things I've learned from these past 7 months. Number one is that hard work pays off. And number two is that dreams come true. And that's what's happening.
Be great at doing what you love to do. You got to commit to it. You can't want something but not put in the work. You know, it doesn't matter what you're doing in life, no matter what it is. It could be a professional athlete, or it could be an artist. It could be a doctor. It could be anything in the world, a president of the United States. But you got to put the work in. And I think if you put the work in, the results will happen organically. And most important, you got to find happiness too. You know, if you're having fun, enjoying what you're doing, then it just makes it so much easier. It makes it so much easier to just like, you want to do it every day because it's something that you really enjoy doing and you don't look at it as work.
Dad, who's not here, but who instilled in me this work ethic to fight for what I believe in, chase after my dreams. Nothing's ever going to be given to you. Everything's going to be earned. If you don't go out there and put in the work, you don't go out and put in the effort, one, you're not going to get the results. But two, more importantly, you don't deserve it. You didn't earn it. And so that defined my upbringing. That defined my career.
You know, I grew up, I wasn't the richest, but I had a rich family and spirit and support. You know, standing here with 19 championships is something I never thought would happen. You know, just I went on the courts with just a ball and a racket and a hope, and that's all I had. And I it's inspiring for all you guys out there that want to do something and want to be the best that you can be and want to do the best that you can do. You just never give up because you never know what can happen. You never know who you can inspire and who you can influence.
There's no failure in sports. You know, there's good days, bad days. Some days you are able to be successful, some days you're not. Some days it's your turn, some days it's not your turn. And that's what sport's about. You don't always win. Some other people's going to win. And this year, somebody else is going to win. Simple as that. We're going to come back next year, try to be better, try to build good habits, try to play better, not have a 10-day stretch with playing bad basketball. You know, and hopefully we can win a championship. So 50 years from 1971 to 2021 that we didn't win a championship, it was 50 years of failures? No, it was not. It was steps to it, you know, and we were able to win one. Hopefully we can win another one.
Mental toughness and mental strength was one of the most important key factors for a successful career, especially for the long term. And I was able to achieve that, so it's one of the things I'm actually maybe most proud of. I think I had a long process of getting my mental strength, going. Took me, I'd say, almost 3 years, a good 3 years, to figure myself out on a court. You know, how am I happy? I always call it the fire and ice situation. You know, the fire wanting to win, being excited after a good point, and the ice coolness of accepting losses, accepting bad shots, accepting the crowd, the tough circumstances. And I think I found the right balance after 3 years on tour, and I looked in the long term, so I would never lose matches because of my mental strength. And I think I was able to achieve that. Of course, I still get nervous. Of course, sometimes I still don't play very well, but I can trust myself, and it's been really interesting to see my evolution, I think.
Let me say something. Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, and maybe not the next month. But only one thing is true. I will be champion one day. I promise. I promise.
Do you want to understand?
I used my all 6 months for this. You know, I start in January, I start in the year. I start to work in the game plan, making drills, making again the game plan. To be better, man, to be better today.
One day you might look up and see me playing a game at 50. Oh, don't laugh. Don't laugh. Never say never. Because limits, like fears, are often just an illusion. Thank you very much.
Homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, Geico helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with Geico.